High on a windswept hill lies a stately deserted mansion. Its vacationing owners return and begin to set their home in operation. Nothing has been disturbed. But at the bottom of the cellar stairs, they find beautiful dead Connie. Connie, leader of the high school Hellcats. How did it happen? Was she murdered? What went on in that big house? See High School Hellcats!
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Mercy, baby. Welcome to another edition of the Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast. This week, it's a very special show. I'm bringing back one of the all-time favorites, and it's been 2 years since I've had the opportunity to present to you Death by Teenage. Songs of teenage tragedy from the 50s and 60s. A most amazing subgenre of rock and roll. These songs, most of them at least, were very high-charting records. They touched a certain nerve in the teenage romantic. The thought of being in love, sometimes a forbidden love, and then having your love die, tragically, through the screeching tires and the busting glass. And it wasn't just car accidents that took these teens away. Oh no, you're gonna hear songs this week, teens who lost their lives due to train accidents, plane crashes, drowning, werewolves, and many more. Yes, cats and kittens, I'm happy to present Death by Teenage. Exclusively on the Friday Night Cat Fight podcast. Now, what makes this a Friday Night Cat Fight? Well, I'm going to choose a few of these great teenage tragedy songs and put them to you to vote for your favorite. So at the end of the podcast, please go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for your favorite teenage tragedy song. And if your song isn't on the list, then vote for other and make a comment on the Friday Night Catfight page for the teenage tragedy song that you truly dig the most. Let's begin with a song from 1958. When it was originally written, it was a true teenage tragedy song, but we're going to begin the program with something a little bit lighter. There's a twist at the end of this record. The tragedy doesn't actually go through. However, this was one of the first teenage tragedy songs to hit the charts. From 1958, it got as high as number 5. Here's Jody Reynolds with Endless Sleep. Death by Teenage. The Friday Night Catfight.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby. She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the break I saw her near, reach for my darling, held her to me, stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep.
Johnny's the hero of our football team. He leads our team to many victories. And I'm the lucky girl who's gonna marry him soon after graduation day. Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen Angel, can you hear?
Teen Angel, and
I hope you're enjoying Death by Teenage. Here on the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight, that was Mark Dinning from 1959. It was released in October of 59 on the MGM label and got to number one on the Billboard pop charts. Teen Angel is the story of death by a train. Man, that getting your car stalled on those railroad tracks, that must have been a mess. Before that, Bernadette Carroll, who's best known for her great record Party Girl, gave us The Hero from 1965, and we kicked it off with Jody Reynolds from 58 and Endless Sleep, almost Death by Drowning. Now we move into another all-time classic, a song that reached number 7 on the charts in June of 1960. See, Ray Peterson wants to buy his girl a whole lot of nice things, including an engagement ring. So he decides the only way to raise the cash fast is to start racing stock cars. The only problem is, he doesn't learn how to drive a stock car until it's too late. But in his dying words, with his dying breath, he says, "Tell Laura I love her." This is truly Death by Teenage.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Chapel, well, Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her.
Yeah. street was deserted late Friday night. We were bugging each other while we sat out the light. We both popped the clutch when the light turned green. You should have heard the whine from my screaming machine. I flew past the brayish mobs of crescent pride, and all that Jack could see were my six tail lights. He passed me at Doheny, then I started to spurt, but I pulled her out and there we were at Dead Man's Curve.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Shutters torn down. There lives a girl everybody calls Patches. Patches, my darling, of Oceany Town. We planned to marry when June brought the summer. I couldn't wait to make Patches my bride. Now I don't see how that ever can happen. My folks say no, and my heart breaks inside. As I think of that shanty and pretty Patches there watching the door, she doesn't know that I can't come to see her. Patches must think that I love her no more. I hear a neighbor telling my father, he says a girl named Apaches was found floating face down in that dirty old river that flows by the coal yards in Old Shanty Town.
Dickie Lee and a big top six record from 1962, and one of the greatest examples of death by teenage love gone wrong. Patches is so upset that Dickie Lee doesn't show up that she drowns herself in the dirtiest town river she can find, the one that flows right past her home in Shantytown. Suicide. Mercy. Dickie has to live with that for the rest of his life. Before that, A Race Gone Bad. Jan and Dean from March of 1964. It hit number 8 Dead Man's Curve, baby. You should have listened to the warning. Everyone was telling you, stay away from Dead Man's Curve. Oh, mercy. Of course, Jan would get into a car accident in 1966 and almost lose his life. But that was different. That was across town. And Ray Peterson would tell Laura, I love her. Now, this next record is probably the most unique. Well, maybe not. It's one of the more unique teenage tragedy songs. It was released in 1965. It hit number 14. Another classic from Dickie Lee. This time, though, I'm not really sure exactly where the tragedy lies. See, Dickie meets Laurie at this dance. He takes her home, but she forgot her sweater. So he goes back to deliver the sweater, only to find out that she died years before and Dickie was on a date with a ghost. Is the tragedy that Laurie is dead, or the tragedy that Dickie just fell in love with a ghost? You decide. It's Death by Teenage on the world-famous Friday Night Catfight.
Last night at the dance, I met Laurie. So lovely and warm, an angel of a girl. Last night I fell in love with Laurie. Strange things happen in this world. As I walked her home, she said it was her birthday. I pulled her close and said, will I see you anymore? Then suddenly she asked for my sweater and said that she was very, very cold. I kissed her goodnight at her door and started home. Then
chapel. Jimmy love, I'll soon be by your side. I remember how we first met and how my heart was stirred. You danced with no one else and yet you hardly said a word. But later on that very night, you kissed me hard and fast. I knew then you were Mr. Right. I found you now at last. Oh, I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy love. I pray to be your bride. I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy love. I'll soon be by your side. I didn't mind the storm, oh no, because I was with him. When suddenly lightning flashed and struck a tree above, and with a dreadful roar it crashed and killed my Jimmy love. Oh, I'm going to the chapel, Jimmy love.
Got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, all around, something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and then she smiled and said, hold me darling for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life that night. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
By far one of the all-time greats, 1964, J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers with their rendition of Last Kiss, a song that was originally recorded by Wayne Cochran back in 1962. J. Frank Wilson's version got to number 2 on the charts, and last year on the Friday Night Catfight, one of the very first ones I did on the web, I put J. Frank Wilson up against Pearl Jam's chart-topping version of the song from the late 1990s. You can go back and hear that by going to the Friday Night Catfight archives on FridayNightCatFight.com. Before that, one of the most melodramatic songs you're ever going to hear anywhere, Kathy Carroll from 61 with Jimmy Love, Death by Lightning Strike. Yes, lightning struck a tree and crushed her Jimmy Love. Just a couple of days before their wedding day, I'm sure a lot of teenage girls could identify with that record back in 1961 when it came out. But how many teenage girls could identify with Laurie, Strange Things Happen from Dickie Lee? Or how about this next one? The most morbid, and I use the term morbid kind of loosely in this case, teenage tragedy song ever released. Now picture this. The Shangri-Las are all upset because the leader of the pack just had a horrible motorcycle crash. Did you ever wonder who he crashed into? What car took the life of the leader of the pack? Well, cats and kittens, wonder no more, because it was Jimmy Cross who took the life of the leader of the pack, and in return he sacrificed, not by his choice, his one and only love. But he wants her back, and he's gonna go to great lengths to get her back, because you can't stop a teenage heart that's in love, even if there's death by teenage. Here's Jimmy Cross, I Want My Baby Back, from 1965. Oh, this was a smash. It hit number 92.
Hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
Baby back, I love her oh so much, can't chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper, I do, to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late, or they may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Would those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203 please report to the chapel across the street at once?
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get to heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she will be my beautiful ebony eyes.
Panic penetrates every home when this strange, unknown killer hits town, taking hold of the teenage crowd, coloring their practical jokes with hysterical humor that'll make you fall flat on your face with horror.
No. Remember how wonderful it was when you sprang suddenly, dug in with your fangs, a soft throat, the gush of warm blood?
Nothing you've ever seen has such blood-chilling savagery. Nothing you've ever conceived packs such a spine-tingling jolt. This high school boy, a teenage werewolf.
My brother and myself have banded together in an organization. An organization called the Siblings. It's a small crawling animal. The point is, my brother and myself are going to sing.
Tommy is trying to say is we're planning on trying to change our type of music and change the direction in which we would want to sing. We want to sing more to the teenagers, teenage love songs, passionate songs, because teenagers need understanding. They're in a very difficult time of life. And there's a lot of people who sing just for teenagers, and they're very, very successful.
The Beatles are
as successful as you could get.
They have Beatle wigs.
Right.
And if you and I ever get that popular, we couldn't have Smothers wigs.
No, we couldn't.
Because of our hairline.
No, we could.
So we're going to have plastic ears.
Tommy, why don't you tell him the song we'd like to try to launch this new career with?
Our new career will be launched with a song, a teenage song capturing the extremes of the emotional spectrum of excitement. First, the song has the unhappiness and the tragedy and the end of the world feeling, which a teenage love or a young person's love, when it goes wrong, it has this unhappiness which knows no bounds and knows no depths of sorrow and pain. On the other extreme, we have elation, happiness. The teenage love is never a middle-of-the-road thing, but the extremes. The song featuring my brother and myself will feature his lyric voice, the compassion he has gained.
Through bitter experience.
Through bitter experience, my brother will sing now the tragic yet beautiful story, The Lovely Teen Angel.
No, that's not the name of the song, Tom.
No. The Lovely Teen Angel, Jenny Brown. Passionate, warm, vivacious, eyes sparkling, alive. But screwed up. Nobody's perfect.
As I was walking by the shore, I happened there to see a woman's form lying there as still could be. The dress she wore was gingham blue, her hair all tumbled down. It might have been my own true love, my sweetheart Jenny Brown. Her face was turned into the sand, was who I could not tell. But on her hand a high school ring, a ring I knew too well. My heart stood still, I grasped her arm, and then I turned her. It was my own true love, my sweetheart, Jenny Brown. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, Jenny Brown. Why did I treat you cruel? Gosh whiz, Jenny, there was tears in your eyes, and you ran away from me, and now here I find you on the beach. All still and sandy, and flies and stuff.
I stared into her lovely face, a face that used to clown. I saw one eye a flicker, then wink and open round. Ha ha!
She laughed and jumped up tall. I bet you thought I drowned.
What a rotten sense of humor has my sweetheart Jenny Brown.
Jimmy and Sue were both very young, but they were as much in love as two people could be, and all they wanted was to be together and share that love eternally. They went to their folks and told them that someday soon they'd be wed. Their folks just laughed and call them kids. So Jimmy said,
give us your blessing.
Please don't make us run away.
Give us your blessing.
Say you'll be there all our wedding day.
They wouldn't have laughed, Jimmy, if they could have seen through the door, they'd have seen Sue in the car while he begged them just once more.
Give us your blessing.
Please don't make us run away.
Give us your blessing.
Drove off, they were crying, and nobody knows for sure if that is why they didn't see the sign, that red detour. next day when they found them, Jimmy and Sue were dead. And as their folks knelt beside them, they couldn't help but hear the last words Jimmy had said.
Give us your blessing, please don't make us run away. Give us your blessing, say you'll be there on our wedding day. Give us your blessing.
I hope you're taking notes here, cats and kittens, because very soon you're going to get to vote for your favorite teenage tragedy song here on Death by Teenage. Just go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for the one you dig the most. If your song isn't listed, then vote for other and list your song in the comments section. That's Ray Peterson with the second most melodramatic record on this week's show. Give Us Your Blessings. It hit number 70 in 1963. The Shangri-Las did a fantastic cover of the song in 1965. And yet another teenage car crash. Before that, the Smothers Brothers taking a satirical look on teenage tragedy songs with Jenny Brown. That was on their 1964 LP, Must Have Been Something I Said. Everly Brothers gave us a teenage tragedy song about an airplane crash. Song that hit number 8 back in 1961 for Don and Phil. And Jimmy Cross goes to great heights, or great depths in this case, because he wants his baby back from 1965. Let's pause here for a moment, since Halloween is just around the corner, for an old ancient tale of horror read by Cross Country Kelly. Here's the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Alone, alone, all alone, alone on a wide, wide sea, and never a saint took pity on my soul in agony. The many men so beautiful, and they all dead did lie, and a thousand thousand slimy things lived on, and so did I. I looked upon the rotting sea and drew my eyes away. I looked upon the rotting deck, and there the dead men lay. I looked to heaven and tried to pray, but or ever a prayer had gushed, a wicked whisper came and made my heart as dry as dust. I woke and we were sailing on, as in a gentle weather. 'Twas night, calm night, the moon was high, the dead men stood together. All stood together on the deck, for our charnel dungeon fitter. All fixed on me their stony eyes, that in the moon did glitter. The pang, the curse with which they died, had never passed away. I could not draw my eyes from theirs, nor turn them up to pray. And now the spell was snapped once more. I viewed the ocean green, and looked far north, yet little saw of what had else been seen. Like one that on a lonesome road doth walk in fear and dread, and having once turned round walks on, and turns no more his head, because he knows a frightful fiend doth close behind him tread.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for
the leader of the pack.
He sort of smiled and kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
So helpless, what could I do? Remembering all the things we've been through. In school they all stop and stare. I can't hide my tears, but I don't care. I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack.
That banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirt's off.
Got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out! Dang it.
So messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the
that banging on the piano.
I don't know.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101.
Run, run.
Well, he never washed his his face, and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, 'cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots, and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded and she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took her like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound, and when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Another Death by Motorcycle song on Death by Teenage. Here in the world-famous Friday Night Catfight, the Cheers from 1955 with Black Denim Trousers, the Terror of Highway 101. Before that, the Detergents off the Roulette label, 1964, number 19 charter, with Leader of the Laundromat, a parody of the Shangri-Las, Leader of the Pack, which we heard before that from 64. That one was another teenage tragedy song that topped the charts. I'm telling you, I think the reason why there were so many teenage tragedy songs in the late 50s into the early 60s is because they were just such hits. People were writing them like crazy, trying to cash in on the teenage melodrama. And who could blame them? Because now we feature one about a Native American teenage tragedy. Yes, young Running Bear loved Little White Dove, but it could never be. It was written by the Big Bopper, who also did the background Indian sounds with the one and only George Jones. Johnny Preston cut it for Mercury, and it hit in July of 1959, reaching yet again number one. Johnny Preston with Running Bear, Death by Native American Teenage.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear loved Little White Dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear loved Little White Dove with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach Little White Dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. A Running Bear loved Little White Dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear loved Little White Dove with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear dove in the water, Little White Dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die.
It stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground your glove I found with a note addressed to me. It read, "Dear love, I've done you wrong, now I must set you free. No longer can I live with this hurt and this sin. I just couldn't tell you that guy was just a friend. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life. I looked into the muddy waters, and what could I see? I saw a lonely, lonely face just looking back at me. Tears in his eyes and a prayer on his lips, and the glove of his lost love at his fingertips. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby's life.
A boy met a girl on a lonely beach, and soon they were holding hands. They fell in love on that lonely beach and kissed on the silver sand, till the water was red and the day was done. Till the water was whenever they could, and stayed till the moon was bright. And once they were swimming where the water was deep, and the white fin came into sight. The shark had struck and disappeared, and left his sweetheart dead. And as he pulled her to the shore, the roaring waves were red. Oh, the water was red for what the shark had done. Yes, the water was red, and his love was gone. He looked towards the water and he saw the fin, so he gently put her on the sand. Walked to the water with a tear in his eye, and a gleaming knife in his hand. And the water was red. Water was red as he walked towards his sweetheart with the fin in his hand. And the water was red once again. Yes, the water was red.
It was 1960. Johnny Cymbal and his girl decided to go to the beach, go for a swim, but a bastard shark took the life of his young love. Johnny Cymbal, not one to sit around on the beach and cry, headed back into the water to hunt down the shark that dared take his baby's life. He returns victorious with the bloody shark fin, and the water was red. Johnny Cymbal from 1960. I want to send that one out to the shadow. Before that, Moody River took Pat Boone's baby's life. He jumped on the old teenage tragedy craze and rode that wave right to number one for 1 week in 1961 off Dot Records. And another water tragedy, Johnny Preston with Running Bear kicked us off. Here's a yet again another tragedy underwater. Here's Roy Orbison from 62, a top 25 record. It's Leah.
Hey, Leah, Leah. Hey, Leah, Leah. Here I go from the hut to the boat to the sea for Leah. I gotta go diving in the bay. Gotta get a lot of oysters, find some pearls today. To make a pretty necklace for Leah. Leah. I've gotta go deep and find the ones just right. I'll bet my Leah will be surprised tonight. I'll place the pearls around the only girl for me, Leah. But something's wrong, I cannot move around. My leg is caught, it's pulling me down. But I'll keep my hands shut tight, for if they find me, they'll find the pearl for Leah. Now it's over, I'm awake at last. Old heartaches and memories from the past. It was just another dream about my lost love, about Leah.
Last kiss, but in anger stood on the cliff with the wind in her hair. The next morning they learned that his genie was dead. Girl climbing and slipped, all the newspapers said. Then night after night, when the moon hides its light, the wind is in the mist. Sing to cry out his name and call him again. Come give Jeannie one last kiss. Talk of him still, and the voice that would call him from the top of the hill. And they tell of the night that he ran from his door, how he ran toward the cliff and was heard from no more. Now
Bobby Bear spinning off of RCA Records from 1963, Jeannie's Last Kiss. You've been listening to Death by Teenage. Teenage tragedy songs of the 50s and 60s like you've never heard them before, all gathered in one place, and sure, I left a bunch out, but I thought this was the cream of the crop, cats and kittens, and I want to know what you think. Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for your favorite teenage tragedy songs. I've put the biggest hits in contention. If there's one that you would rather vote for that's not listed, then vote for other. And then in the comment section on FridayNightCatFight.com, make a comment as to which one you dig the most and why. I hope you've enjoyed this week's program. Have a fantabulous Halloween weekend. And I'm going to leave you with a song that's not necessarily part of the teenage tragedy genre, but it's the earliest record I've played so far. This one goes back to 55. It was released on the Flip label. Donald Woods and the Velairs, Death of an Angel. Ending our Death by Teenage. Feature here on the Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
My baby's gone. I want my
That was the death of an angel. Don't know why I want to be beside her, but I'm afraid to die.
Oh,